This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I have a returning guest, and he was back on the show back in April. We're talking no other than Amerimex International, Inc. They are in the huge logistics of equipment and companies sending out for construction. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol AMMX. And with us today is the CEO of the company, Lee Hamry. Lee, welcome back to the show.
Yep, thank you.
You know, give my listeners a little bit of a better about statement of how you guys make your money and what division, what market space you guys are in.
Well, we're in the new heavy equipment business for container handlers. We do new forklift equipment. We do new military equipment from Oshkosh in Wisconsin, and we're dealing in used equipment in many, many markets. Heavy Caterpillar equipment in the used market, excavators, wheel loaders, road graders. We export into Africa, Central America, South America, Vietnam. Indonesia some, and we'll rebuild older machines, and we will sell some as is to keep the price down. But we're constantly flowing machines through the yard. We have a rental fleet of late model and new container handling equipment that is valued at about $6 million now. And it's all out on rent and earning cash flow money. These machines are mostly rented to the U.S. Army, and they're handling containers for equipment and supplies coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan and making them ready for shipment to some other conflict somewhere whenever, if and when they're ever needed. And so that's basically the major things that we handle. We do trucking also, coast to coast of heavy equipment. Whatever we're buying and selling, we truck it ourselves so we can keep good control on where it's located and it's not getting damaged. And my drivers are much better at taking care of the products we're hauling.
You know, back when you were on the show back in the middle of or late 2016, we talked about the landscape of the business that you're in, heavy equipment. It was going slow. How do you see the landscape today over, say, the next 6 to 12 months?
I've never been as busy in my entire 42-year career as I am now. The economy is exploding. Our growth rate is exploding. The only problem we've got is having enough people to do what we've got to do. We've hired four new shop technicians, a new truck driver, bought two new over-the-road semi-tractors, new heavy-haul low-bed trailers. We're expanding at a pace that I've never seen before. And I expect it's going to last for a few years.
You know, speaking of hiring some new people, can you shed some light on your new CFO, Hope Delbeck-Stone, and also your Chief Operating Officer, Susan Anderson?
Right. Susan's been with me for over 10 years. She pretty much runs the show when I'm traveling. And I'm traveling, putting deals together, usually, you know, every other week and some during the week in between. So I'm gone a lot, and somebody's got to keep control of what's going on at the office and in the shop. And she was doing a good job of it and deserved to be given some advancement. So I made her the COO, and then our new CFO, Hope, is comes from a long history of doing audit work.
Yeah, she was with Digital Path, right?
Yes, and she's helping us get to the end of our audits, which we've had a really tough time doing. So we are advancing quickly through the 20 to be able to finish up the 2016 and then the 2017 audits, and we think we should have both of them done and filed by 6-8 weeks from now. That's our plan. and then we should be able to move up to the QB market.
Good, good, good. You know, recently Trump said he wants to charge some tariffs over on China. How will that impending tariff affect your business?
If it does anything at all, it'll help us, because it's just going to put the attention on transportation of goods in and out. And the transportation of goods is where we play. That's our field. Being able to pick up and carry and load and transfer containers and parcels and things, you have to have machinery to move. And I see it doing nothing but making things better.
Here at Uptick, we're always looking for an under-discovered company. I feel that you're one of those. Your market cap's around $22 million. In 2018, you guys did $8.8 million, which is less than the three-factor on that. Your stock price is at $208.9. That's 2 cents, almost 3 cents a share. If somebody was listening to this interview, why should they go out and buy your stock there, Lee?
Well, they should pay attention to our growth rate. And being on the verge of moving up to the QB market, I think that'll be a big difference. We'll be fully reporting, and that changes the value of the company completely. And the way things are growing and the new deals we're getting, we did close a deal just about 6 weeks ago. I booked a deal for 30 new Taylor machines that are about $180,000 a piece going to a local company in Northern California. They won't deliver until December, but it's on the books, about $4.5 million sale, and that will go into this year's gross sales when we deliver the machines and do the invoices, and all that's already in the works for this year. I think we might see I fully expect 15, maybe even 20 million gross sales for the year.
Wow. We've been listening to Lee Hamry. He's the CEO of Amerimex International, Inc. I feel they're very undervalued here. They trade on the OTC markets. Take a look at them. They're trading at a tad bit under 3 cents a share. Their ticker symbol is AMMX. Recently, you had some officials from Africa visiting your facilities there in Wisconsin. Can you give us an update of what kind of demonstrations and maybe what they're looking at for?
Well, they haven't come yet. We're still working on getting them here. It's really difficult to put together, but right now the top brass of their military are all getting together to decide what they need in the way of military support vehicles. Oshkosh has us marketing their vehicles for Border Patrol, and we don't market any of the vehicles that carry weapons, but all the support vehicles. And the Nigerian government is getting ready to meet us at the factory and tour the factory and place an order for a fairly substantial number of vehicles. We don't know how many yet. We do know there's half a dozen of them that are planning on making the trip and touring the factory, and they're just trying to decide what each division of the military needs so they'll know what total order they want to place.
You've been listening again to Lee Hamry. He's the CEO of Amerimex International. They trade on the OTC markets, soon to move up to the OTCQB. You can check them out on ticker symbol AMMX. In closing, Lee, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
No, I think you pretty much hit on everything. We're growing the rental fleet. I predicted 2 years ago that I would have the rental fleet inventory up to 6 to 8 million this year, and we're already at 6. I think we can probably make the 8 million mark. I don't know yet, but we're targeted there. By the end of next year, I foresee 10 million in rental equipment. That's fabulous cash flow, money coming in to keep the whole ball rolling, and I look forward to it, and I think that's pretty much where we're at, I think I've covered all the different areas.
Lee, thank you so much for taking time out. I know you're a busy guy traveling all over the country and pressing palms and making deals. Again, take a look at Amerimax International. I think they're undervalued here, under 3 cents a share. Their ticker symbol is AMMX. Lee, you're welcome to come back on the show anytime you want to. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.